Hey everyone, welcome back to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I am CDJ, joined by Tommy. Tommy, how are you?
Doing pretty good, pretty good.
Been a long time since we talked. The game is out. We wanted people to be able to sit back, enjoy it, take it for what it's worth, form their own thoughts and opinions. But we're back now with some of the latest news on the game. First off, Tommy, NC Football 11 has been out for a few weeks now. In a nutshell, what are your thoughts on the game and the new features overall?
Enjoyable. I mean, just one word, it's fun to play. I mean, it's the gameplay, running the ball, passing the ball can be a challenge, and it can be easy, it can be challenging depending upon, you know, who you're facing and that sort of thing. It just kind of seems to be that you really can take as much out of the game as you want. Some of the other things, such as, you know, recruiting, you know, I'm finding it much more difficult. I'm using Wisconsin in an online dynasty, and we're in week 9, and so far I've only signed 2 recruits, 1 a 4-star and 1 a 3-star. So, I mean, you know, it's definitely a lot of good things that basically just – it makes it more challenging, but also at the same time it makes it fun and not a major headache or anything.
Over the past 10 days, we've had 2 pieces of information from the NC Football 11 team. The first was a blog from executive producer Roy Harvey entitled Thank You, where he wants to thank the community for all of their feedback – for playing the game, for being fans of the game. And he disclosed a feature that we kind of knew about before release but not really detailed, and that's live tuning packages. He starts off the blog by explaining how kind of the development process works, that these games are complex. I think we all knew that, though. But then goes on to talk about live tuning packages, where they can go in a relatively short amount of time. There are some things that they can tune. Now, they can't change, fix, alter everything in the game, but these packages allow them to alter some game aspects in a relatively quick manner. We would go on to find out and have one of these come out this past week. And Tommy, I'll let you talk about this. In a blog from designer Russ Canary, the first live tuning package dealt mainly primarily with some issues that were in Dynasty Mode. I'll let you talk about what these did and how these helped improve Dynasty Mode.
Yeah, real quick, what live tuning is they can't, you know, they're not going to be able to fix glitches or things like that. But basically, just about anything that's data-driven, that they have, granted, they have to build this into their live tuning package program. You know, anything that's data driven, they have potential to be able to adjust. So, like, if there's too many fumbles, if too many players are leaving early, or something like that. You know, I mean, they can adjust those via these live tuning packages. Talking with Russ and the team, they basically gave us the idea that there is potential that they could have start one of these. Build it and have it out the door within 3 days, you know, but anything they do, they're going to make sure that they test it in house, make sure that it all works correctly before they send it out the door. So, but getting back, the first package that we get from the team, a lot of it, like you mentioned, is dynasty adjustments. So, big elite schools, 6-star programs will be signing these 5-star prospects earlier in the season. So instead of waiting until week 10, you might see them signing in week 3 or 4, as well as some adjustments to how the computer handles if a player is soft committed to another school, they'll kind of start to back off. As well, some people were noticing that teams would kind of recruit heavy on a particular position. So they might have 5 or 6 quarterbacks after a couple of seasons, or they might have, you know, 8 guards for some reason. So they've been able to tune some of that back. Probably one of the bigger things as far as Dynasty goes is that they tuned progression, particularly for the low and mid-tier teams. So now instead of having pretty much all teams before this live tuning package, they were pretty much all teams were dropping lower in ratings. But now with the addition of recruits are coming in a little bit higher, but then as well, they're progressing a little bit better. So, you know, recruits after 3 or 4 years on a team will now be getting up to closer to where they were for the original roster set. One thing, Chris, that you pointed out is that, you know, in Russ's charts, it looks as though most teams either degraded or didn't improve very much. One of the things you mentioned is that the rosters we're seeing in year 5 are going to have more true freshmen on the roster because you're recruiting, you know, 10, 15, 20 players onto your team, whereas the default rosters, you know, have 5, maybe 10 at most, I would assume. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, these year 5 rosters are going to be, you know, more evenly spread out from senior to freshman. So your seniors are still going to match your original roster base, but you're going to have more freshmen that are going to kind of bring the entire team's overall down a little bit. After we received the live tuning patch earlier in the week, I don't want to go in there. One of the things that one of our members won back on our on the gaming tailgate forums did is he actually sat down after the live tuning patch was out. He sat down and basically did a lot of simulation through 10 years of Dynasty to kind of see and gauge where players are building up to and where how those the adjustments that the team made how those adjustments in the live tuning package seem to impact the game after they're actually out there. And one of the things that actually seems to be is, number one, the players do seem to be progress considerably better. Between that and coming in higher rated, it seems to kind of address most of those issues. But one of the things that was interesting that he discovered is that particularly computer teams have trouble recruiting players a year before they need them. So, like, for example, you know, if they have all of their fullbacks leave in a particular year, they didn't pre-recruit so that they could have a player to come in and take the spot next year. So instead, they're stuck with a very low-rated player coming in as a freshman in order to start games. You can kind of notice this in the charts that he posted, that year five in particularly is a lot of the very lows that you'll see for particular positions. It's kind of interesting to see. It's, I don't know if it's anything that can or will be addressed, but it's one of those things that, you know, it has to be taken into consideration. So granted, you know, if you're in an online dynasty, it shouldn't impact you because you're going to have 12 people that are all going to be recruiting and they're going to be human-based players. But at the same time, the computer can make mistakes, as evident here.
Roy also briefly mentioned some fixes that the team have made to online server, the updates there. They fixed some leaderboard exploits, potential crashes, the post-game email formatting. That behind the scenes, they've been doing things to help improve the online experience. And more of that will be coming in what they call Client Update 2, better known to the rest of us as a patch, which should be coming in the next few weeks. This will fix the issue with Season Showdown. We've all of us being that issue when we start up games. That's annoying. That would be going away. The weird quarterback animations on play-action passes, on some play-action plays, will be going away. And the third item that they've disclosed, and there will be more to this patch, they have not detailed everything yet, but the one that he showed some photographic proof of, are uniforms that will get dirty in rain and weather games. Something that a lot of people wondered, you know, as great as the game looked visually, how could this not be in the game? And some people had assumed or thought maybe they took it out to stay at that 60 frames per second. Roy disclosed no. Something towards the end of the final build got tweaked or broke, turned it off, or just turned it so you couldn't barely see it. Well, now this patch will make it so in a rain and weather game, you will see the uniforms get dirty and muddy. And as great as the game looks visually, that should help take it to another level.
Yeah, definitely. Just the screenshot that they posted, I mean, it really looks – you can definitely tell that, you know, like in this picture, Auburn's uniforms are considerably dirty. It definitely adds another level to how we'll see it, especially, like you said, in rain games. So looking forward to that.
We don't know everything that's in this patch that's coming, but Tommy, let's just speculate and just go on our own here. What kind of things would you like to see in this patch coming up, gameplay-related?
Probably some of the bigger things that I'd like to see mostly are related to the defensive coverage in passing plays. Particularly, for one, man coverage just seems to be too good. The defensive backs seem to be almost psychic to the receiver's routes. This is especially prevalent, you know, in the higher rated teams. If you're playing really low rated teams, it's not as bad. But basically, the cornerback will be running the receiver's route without the receiver giving any indication of it. Also, zones kind of don't seem to work, certainly don't work as well as man, and don't seem to work as well as they should. Just seems as though, you know, players kind of get lost. That partly maybe due to locomotion, just a matter of a defender kind of gets, you know, stone feet and he gets stuck into a position. He can't react as quickly to a pass that's in his zone as he could last year. I don't know if that's part of it or not. And one thing that I haven't really heard people discuss and kind of is one of my chief complaints is that players getting in the way of other players, particularly two big instances you see it are crossing routes in the middle. So like if you have two receivers coming across the middle, one of their defenders a lot of times will get stuck on either the other receiver, the other defender, or something like that. And so the receiver becomes wide open because that defender is basically stuck on another player. Another instance of that is if a fast receiver is running down, let's say he's running a go route, and the corner is slower, the receiver won't be able to get around that corner because he basically is – he's trying to run the same exact line as the corner is, so the receiver ends up running approximately the same speed as his corner. Again, we have no idea what they're going to fix. Those are just some of the things that we've noticed that we wanted to mention. So hopefully it's one of those things that they get to address, but, you know, at the same time, I'm still enjoying the game, so it's not like that's going to make or break the rest of the game for me.
And that's our latest edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. We're talking about live tuning packages, the patch that's coming up. We'll be back after the patch is back. We'll talk about what's in it, how it helps improve the game. But for now, this is Chris. For Tommy, everyone, thanks for listening to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast.